stand as well, I get weaker. And every minute Charlie squats in the bush, he gets stronger. Each time I looked around, the walls moved in a little tighter. A video game. October 6th. Trip up the Congo.
Presently disposed to discuss those operations, sir. an assassination mission.
Did you not work for the CIA, Micro? Did you not assassinate a government tax collector, Quantry Province, June 18, 1968? Captain?
Sir, I'm not aware of any such activity or operation. Nor would I be disposed to discuss such an operation if it did in fact exist, sir.
Who gives a man a suicide assignment? What is the recommended environment in which to convey the message?
If you need it, you'll never have to prove your courage any other way.
Captain, you've heard of Colonel Walter E. Chris?
Yes, sir, I've heard the name.
Jesus. Operations officer of Special Forces.
Would you play that tape, Captain, please?
Yes, sir. Sorry, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, over 9, there, 1:30 hour, and computer takes a
monitor out of Cambodia. This has been verified as Colonel Curtis's voice.
I watched a snail crawl along the ledge. Straight prison. That's my dream. It's my nightmare. Crawling. Along the edge of a straight razor and surviving.
Transmission 11, receive 68, service 30-0500 hour. Thank the King, Lulu King.
But the mist of them, they must have generated page after page. Army after army, and they call me an assassin. What do you call it when the assassins accuse the assassin? They lie. They lie, and we have to be merciful for those who lie. Those napalms.
Kurtz was one of the most outstanding officers this country's ever produced. He was brilliant. He was outstanding every way. And he was a good man, too. A humanitarian man. And a wit, you know. He joined the Special Forces. And that is idea. That. And sound. And sound.
Now he's crossed into Cambodia with this Montanari army of his that worship the man like a god and follow every word, however ridiculous.
Well, I have some other shocking news to tell you. Colonel Kurtz is about to be arrested for murder.
I don't follow, sir. Murder, too.
Kurtz had ordered the execution of some Vietnamese intelligence agents.
Many believed were double agents.
So he took matters into his own hands.
Well, we see where this war, things get confused out there. Power, ideals, morality, and practical military necessity. But out there with these ladies, it must be a temptation to be God. Because there's a conflict in every human heart between the rational and the irrational, between good and evil. And good does not always triumph. Sometimes the dark side overcomes what Lincoln called the better angels of our nature. Every man has got a breaking point. Even I have. Walt Kurtz has reached his. And very obviously he has gone insane.
So kill him.
Very much so, sir. All the time, sir.
Your mission is to proceed up the Nun River in a Navy patrol boat. Pick up Colonel Kurtz's path at New Mung Ba. Follow it, learn what you can along the way. When you find the colonel, infiltrate his team by whatever means available, and terminate the colonel's command.
Colonel, he's out there operating without any decent restraint, totally beyond the pale of any acceptable human conduct. And he's still in the field commanding troops. Some men with extreme prejudice.
You understand, Captain, that this mission does not exist, nor will it ever exist.
How many people have I already killed? There were those six that I knew about for sure. Close enough to blow their last breath in my face. But this time, it was an American. That wasn't supposed to make any difference to me, but it did. Shit. Charging a man with murder in this place is like handing out speeding tickets at the Indy 500. I took the mission. What the hell else was I going to do? But I needed to know what I'd do when I found him. I was being ferried down the coast in a Navy PBR, a type of plastic patrol boat, pretty common sight on the rivers. They said it was a good way to pick up information and move without drawing a lot of attention.
was okay. I needed the air and the time. The only problem was I wouldn't be alone. The crew were mostly just kids. Rock and rollers with 1 foot in their graves.
How old are you? 17.
The machinist, the one they called Chef, was from New Orleans. He was wrapped too tight for Vietnam. Probably wrapped too tight for New Orleans. Lance, on the forward 50s, was a famous surfer from the beaches south of L.A. To look at him, you wouldn't believe he'd ever fired a weapon in his life. Clean, Mr. Clean, was from some South Bronx shithole. I think the light and space of Vietnam really put the zap on his head. Then there was Phillips, the chief. It might have been my mission, but it sure as shit was the chief's boat.
There's about 2 points where we can draw enough water to get into the Nun River. They're both hot, along with Charlie.
Don't worry about it.
Don't smoke.
You know, I pulled a few special ops in here. About 6 months ago, I took a man who was going up past the bridge at Doe Nun. He was breaking on me, too. Or he shot himself in the head.
Up the river.
I couldn't believe they wanted this man dead. Their generation, West Point, top of his class, Korea, airborne. About 1,000 decorations, etc., etc. I heard his voice on the tape, and it really put a hook in me. But I couldn't connect up that voice. This man.
A man of huge accomplishment.
Like they said, he had an impressive career. Maybe too impressive. I mean, perfect. He was being groomed for one of the top slots in the corporation. General, chief of staff, anything. In 1964, he returned from a tour with advisory command in Vietnam as things started to slip. His report to the Joint Chiefs of Staff and Lyndon Johnson was restricted. Seems he didn't dig what he had to tell him. During the next few months, he made 3 requests for transfer to airborne training for Fort Benning, Georgia, and was finally accepted. Airborne. He was 38 years old. Why the fuck would he do that? 1966. Joins Special Forces. Returns Vietnam.
So when's that?
Hard play.
You get the 2-strike.
What's that?
Hard play.
Ain't that? Every time I get it, I'm terrible now. Tell me you'll never see them later, man.
There they are.
And crush you with something out of your damn load.
Tell them what's gonna happen.
Smoke! Secondary burn.
Huey's over here. Lots of Huey.
Now tell what, Chief.
It was the air cab, first of the night.
That's them.
Our escorts to the mouth of the Nun River. But they were supposed to be waiting for us another 30 kilometers ahead. Well, air mobile. Those boys just couldn't stay put.
Robert Duvall's great scene coming up.
First of the night was an old cavalry division. They cashed in forces for choppers and gone terrassing around Nam looking for the ship. They'd given Charlie a few surprises in their time here. But they were mopping up now, hadn't even happened yet an hour or so.
Go on, 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 go on,
a cameo for Coppola. Making television of what's real. Here comes a man who loves jihad. Terror tactics. War. Civilians. Collateral damage.
Nobody's talking to me. Nobody beat me.
Kilgore had a pretty good day for himself. They choppered in the T-bones and the beer and turned the LZ into a beach party. The more they tried to make it just like home, the more they made everybody miss it. Well, he wasn't a bad officer, I guess. He loved his boys. He felt safe with him. He was one of those guys that had that weird light around him. He just knew he wasn't going to get so much as a scratch here.
What happened to your mission, Captain? I'm trying to forget all about you.
Two places we can get into the river.
Yeah.
Here and here. Well, it's a pretty wide delta, but these are the only two spots I'm really sure of.
Well, that village you're pulling has kind of hairy water.
What do you mean, hairy, sir?
It's hairy. That's some pretty heavy organs. Oh, it's a few recon ships in there now and again. What's the name of that goddamn village? Vindrin. Dot for a lot. Damn, Kootenay, it all sounds the same. Mike, you live on this point, Vindrin Dot.
That's a fantastic peak.
Peak?
About 6 foot. It's an outstanding peak. It's got both the long right and left slide. The bowl section is unbelievable. It's just Tube City.
Why didn't you tell me that before, Pete? There aren't any good peaks in this whole shitty country. It's all goddamn beach break.
It's really hairy in there, sir. That's where we lost McDonald. It shot the hell out of us there. That's Charlie's point.
Sir, we can go in there tomorrow at dawn. There's always a good offshore breeze in the morning.
It may not be if we get the boat in. The draft at the mouth of that river may be too shallow. Now we'll put your boat up and put it down on the baby right where you want it.
First of the night. And a cab, son. And a move. I can make a point and hold just as long as I like, and you can get any place up that river that suits you, young captain.
Hell, a 6 foot creek. All right, take a good check back for this pigeon. Mine's going to Mike, let him bring out a board for you, and bring my gator spoon, the 86.
I don't
know, sir. It's not even
soldier. Well, I mean, it's pretty hairy in there. It's Charlie's point.
Charlie goes, sir.
Charlie surfs.